Thank you for joining me for this podcast to encourage, inspire, and strengthen. If you have a Bible or some other device, please turn with me to John, the 11th chapter and the 35th verse. While you are getting that, I would like to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now in the humblest manner that we know how, asking that you will open our hearts and open our minds to receive what it is that you have for us on today. Lord, that you will use me as your messenger, that you will decrease me and increase you, that your word will not return void. And God, as always, is our earnest plea. Don't allow us to leave this podcast the same way that we came. We ask these things in your precious and holy name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. John, the 11th chapter and the 35th verse says, Jesus wept. Those two simple words will serve as our subject for today. Jesus wept. A friend of Jesus was sick, Lazarus from Bethany. Lazarus was the brother of Mary and Martha. This was the same Mary who massaged the Lord's feet with the alabaster box of oils, and then wiped his feet with her hair. Mary and Martha sent word to Jesus, Master, the one you love so very much is sick. When Jesus got the message, he said, this sickness is not fatal. Lazarus' sickness is happening so that people will increase their faith in God. Sometimes we go through storms, but the storm is not about us. Sometimes we go through storms so that God will get the glory. Jesus loved Martha, her sister Mary, and Lazarus. But oddly, when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was for two more days. Have you ever been certain that Jesus loved and cared about you, but the heaviness of your storm, the weight of your storm, the burden of your storm made you feel unloved and uncared for? I can imagine sick Lazarus felt the same way. After 2 days, Jesus said to his disciples, let's go back to Judea. My friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. I'm going to wake him up. The disciples thought that Jesus was saying that Lazarus was asleep. They said, let him take a rest. He'll wake up feeling fine. Then Jesus had to clarify himself. Lazarus has died. I'm glad that I wasn't there. Can you imagine Jesus saying to his disciples, Lazarus has died, and I'm glad that I wasn't there? But the reason he said that is because he wanted them to know and understand your faith will increase after you see what is about to happen. Sometimes in the midst of our situation, we don't understand the circumstances and why things are playing out the way that they are. But what we have to believe and know, that our faith will increase once we see what is about to happen. When Jesus finally got there, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, only a couple of miles away, and many of the Jews were visiting Martha and Mary, sympathizing with them over their brother. Martha heard Jesus was coming and went out to meet him. Martha remained in the house. Martha said, Master, if you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Even now, I know that whatever you ask God, he will give you. Jesus said, your brother will live again. Martha replied, I know that he will be raised to life at the resurrection, at the end of time. Jesus said, you don't have to wait for the end of time. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me, even though he dies, will live again. And everyone who lives, believing in me, does not ultimately die at all. Jesus asked Martha, "Do you believe this?" As difficult as our present situation is regarding COVID-19, do you believe Jesus is the resurrection and the life? Do you believe even though a person dies physically, if they believe in Jesus, they will live again? And everyone who lives believing in Jesus does not ultimately die at all. I'm asking you the same question Jesus asked Martha. Do you believe that? Are you a believer? Are you walking by faith and not by sight? Have you believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? Martha said, "Yes, Master." Do you have a yes in your spirit? A yes, I believe. I believe you are the Messiah. After saying that, Martha went to her sister Mary and whispered in her ear, "The teacher is here." The moment Mary heard that, she jumped up, came to where Jesus was waiting, and fell at his feet, saying, "Master, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews with her weeping, Jesus got upset. He said, "Where did you put him?" Meaning Lazarus. When Jesus saw the tomb of the dead friend, Lazarus, Jesus wept. Some Jews said, "Look how deeply he loved Lazarus." But then others said, "If he loved him so much, why didn't he do something to keep him from dying?" There are many that are saying that today as the death tolls continue to rise from COVID-19. As the hospitals continue to fill up, as there's a shortage of ventilators and other medical supplies to treat those that are suffering, why didn't he do something to keep them from dying? After all, he opened the eyes of a blind man. Do you feel that God could, if he wanted to, fix this situation quickly, as you're wondering, why is God taking so long? But it's important for us to know and understand his ways are not our ways. His timing is not our timing. Weeping, Jesus looked at Lazarus' grave. It was a simple cave on a hillside with a slab of stone laid against it, and said, "Remove the stone." Martha said, "Master, by this time, there's a stench. There's some stuff that's stinking in our lives too. He's been dead 4 days. Jesus looked her in the eye. "Didn't I tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? Didn't he tell us if we believed, we would see the glory of God? That is not what it looks like." Then he said to the others, "Go ahead, take away the stone." They removed the stone. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and prayed, "Father, I'm grateful that you have listened to me." Don't you know that God is listening to you? He said, "I know you always listen. But on account of the crowd standing here, Lord, there's some unbelievers in the midst of me, and I need you to show them a miracle." As he began to say, "Father, I'm grateful that you listened to me. I know you always listen. But on account of the crowd standing here, I speak these words so they might believe that you sent me." Then Jesus shouted, "Lazarus, come forth." And Lazarus came out of the cave, a cadaver wrapped from head to toe with a handkerchief over his face. Jesus told them, "Loose him and let him go." Here's a few things I want you to take away. It's okay to cry. Jesus wept, but he didn't panic. He was upset, but he knew God had a plan. It's okay to rest. It's something else I want you to understand and know. It's okay to rest. Sometimes God uses storms as a way to remind us to rest in his assurance. Do you remember the song, "Blessed Assurance"? Jesus is mine. My grandmother would say, "Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood." The last takeaway I want you to hold on to is business as usual is unusual. A month ago, a few of my business partners and sister friends and I were planning to travel to Chicago just for a few days. We postponed the trip for a day because Chicago was expecting several inches of snow that would make the driving conditions inconvenient. You guys know I'm from Charleston, South Carolina, and I don't like to drive in Indiana snow, let alone Chicago snow. A month ago, my biggest concern was rather I should drive to Chicago and battle a couple of inches of snow. I wish snow was my biggest concern today. Today, I'm concerned about the safety of my parents. They find themselves in one of those vulnerable populations. I'm concerned about my baby sister because she has wrestled her own health issues, which have become her testimony today. I'm concerned about my oldest son being exposed to others at Purdue University. I'm concerned about my youngest son being isolated from his friends. He was told his high school graduation may not even happen, a moment he has waited for all his life. One of the greatest years of his life is being hijacked by a pandemic. Today is his 18th birthday, and we're not able to even come together and celebrate as a family. I'm concerned about our nation, our state, and our local community. I'm concerned about you. And after experiencing some of the symptoms of the coronavirus, I'm concerned about myself. But I read a scripture that reminded me to be still and know that he is God. This is the time when you gotta know that you know that you know he is God, that he sits up high and he looks down low. Jesus looked Martha in the eye. "Didn't I tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" Jesus is looking us in the eye. "Didn't I tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?" It's not what it looks like. As I close, I want to pray the same prayer prayed at the tomb of Lazarus. Jesus said, "Father, I'm grateful that you've listened to me in the past. I know you always listening. I want you to know that God is listening. But on account of everyone that can hear my voice, I'm speaking these words so they will believe you sent me. I need somebody to believe." Because you are listening, Jesus says, "Come out of it." Because you are listening, Jesus says, "Come forth." I declare and decree that you are loosed and you are set free in the name of Jesus. Imagine the image of Lazarus quarantined in a cave. I know some of us are getting tired of social distancing and being quarantined in our homes, not able to go to our jobs, not able to move around like we want to. Quarantined in a cave is how Lazarus was, with a handkerchief covering his nose and his mouth. Does this image seem familiar? I know you might feel locked and covered, but today I pray that our Almighty God, in the name of our Messiah, Christ Jesus, loose you and let you go. I pray that our Almighty God loose you from the depression that is weighing you down and let you go. Take advantage of the deadlines being pushed back. I pray that our Almighty God loose you from being overly burdened by the things you cannot control and let you go joyfully into your future. I pray that our Almighty God loose you from being overly grieved by the news of the dead and the dying, and he let you go find balance and peace in the pleasant things of this world. I pray that our Almighty God loose you, hallelujah, Jesus, loose you from listening to your own personal doubts, that ye be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I pray that our Almighty God allows those personal doubts that you have, that he take them. And if you can make it through this storm, I pray he let you go so you can stock up on compassion while listening to the Spirit order your steps in his word. Your faith will increase after you have seen what is about to happen. If you can just hold on, trouble doesn't last always. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Your faith will increase after you've seen what is about to happen. Faith Tabernacle sang a song that said, there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this old way. If your soul is not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. I'm glad that even though there's a storm out on the ocean named COVID-19, that there's a storm out on the ocean for those that were about to retire and the stock market's going up and down. There's a storm out on the ocean as your children are not able to go to school. There's a storm out on the ocean as healthcare workers are trying to figure it out and sustain their own health while caring for others. There's a storm out on the ocean while there's not enough ventilators and they're building and utilizing, retrofitting buildings to be able to house and house those that have died and creating morgues out of stadiums. There's a storm out on the ocean and it's moving this old way. Because my soul is anchored in Jesus, I will not drift away. I pray the anchor of your soul is Jesus. Jesus is fully man, so he weeps like we weep. But he is also fully God, which means if your soul is anchored in him, he will not let you drift away. If you remember nothing else, remember your faith will increase after you see what is about to happen.